The Slop Shop is finally here and we have a very special offer for you.
What's that, Joe? What's that?
Yes, great question. If you spend £50 or more here on the Sloppy Joe's Slop Shop, you will get a bespoke video message from me, from Joe McGrath, and from you as well, Ethan.
Oh, and is that like saying hello in that, Joe?
Yes, we'll say hello and we'll say pretty much whatever you want us to within reason. All you have to do is put who it's from, who it's to, whether it's for yourself or a gift, in the comment box at checkout. Put your email address in there as well, and we will make sure your bespoke video finds its way to you.
So all the sloppers have to do, Joe, is spend 50 quid, and you'll pretty much just be a clown for them.
How dare you?
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello and welcome to The Sloppy Joes. It is Friday. Joe McGrath over there, what are you doing?
I'm trying to pay for parking on stupid apps.
Have you done it?
It's just done it now. Good I tell up. You what, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I tell you what, does my head in as a person behind the wheel. Parking right. Meters.
Yeah.
Oh, they've all gone now. Like, they've left the whole, we don't take coins anymore or even like the actual meter themselves. We've all gone via an app.
It's apps now.
And now there is six or seven that do my head in. Pay by parking.
Yeah.
Ringo. Contactless cash.
Yeah.
All of these do the same thing, but all do my head in. Yeah. Different passwords needed. Different codes. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But it's a Friday.
They are horrible. They are crap to use.
How are you driving, by the way? How are you finding driving, sorry?
Yeah. I'm trying to do as much multitasking as I can while I drive. Because sometimes you're driving and you think, what is this? Still, is this it? So earlier, I was driving and this is illegal. Is this illegal? I wasn't driving.
Yeah.
I took a picture of a woman. Oof. And I'm not going to show it. And I don't condone taking pictures of people in the general public, and certainly never put them on social media. This picture won't go in, but just so you can confirm I'm not lying. Woman in the car behind me. What's in her mouth, can you see?
Oh my God, what is it?
It's a baby's dummy, that is. Driving around with a baby's dummy in. So.
She had a baby's dummy in her mouth. That's mad. Imagine pulling up alongside that.
Slide it back.
Baby's dummy.
She had a baby dummy in her mouth. So sometimes when you're driving, I was on the phone to my cousin at the same time. So I was like,
hands free, obviously.
Yeah,
hands free. How's your
cousin? Oh, beautiful. Seen him on Friday, today. Seen him in a bit. Seen him a couple hours ago. Weird, he's here now. Hi. And I thought, I've got to snap a little picky of this bad boy. So we stopped at some red lights. Bob's your uncle.
Obviously, yeah, he turned his car off and all that.
Turned the car off, we pulled up at the car park. Yeah. I was in the passenger seat, I was at home. It was someone else's phone, who cares?
Hey!
But you've got to take a picture of someone's got a baby boy, dummy in.
Tell you what, has caught my attention in the world at the minute.
Go on.
Well, apart from Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Just to comment quickly on the whole driving fiasco. Oh, it's now, I think, been like a year this week, maybe, since I passed my driving.
Congrats.
And I've still got my pass plate on.
Mate. I mean, yeah. I'd love to know how long someone has left a pass plate on for since.
Well, technically, we should all have them on.
Why?
We've all passed.
No, but this is to say I'm still a bit slow.
Yeah, but you should.
Well, I shouldn't.
No, you should never use one at all, Ethan.
Well,
hold on. What are you talking about?
You shouldn't use a pass plate.
You just changed your mind so quick.
No, but I'm saying technically we should all have them on because we've all passed. So ipso facto, let's reduce that sort of fraction down. It becomes a one-to-one sum. Ipso facto again,
ipso facto.
And I'll say ipso facto for a third time, no one should use them because we've all passed. The assumption is if you're on the road and it ain't got an L on it, you've passed.
L for
the What's, what does it? What do you think the L does? Give people give you more space and stuff?
Well, the P.
He's got a P.
Oh, sorry, the P, yeah. Sorry, what does the P do?
So, well, for example, the other day I parked around the corner and I...
Sorry, that was... Sorry.
What was that?
Don't forget to park.
To forget to park, but sometimes you're just driving around in circles and forget to pull up.
Say that again, please. Sorry,
I set an alarm saying don't forget to pay for parking, right. And it happened to go off whilst doing the pod.
Sorry, when did you set that alarm?
I set that alarm for 2:30, then I snoozed it.
No, not when did you set it for, when did you set it?
When I knew I was driving into town, I need reminders like that in my life, so I'd set it for 2:30.
You got in the car?
Yeah.
That's absolute madness.
Why?
Surely when you get out of the car, that's your reminder to pay, to park.
Yeah, but I forgot. Anyway, this is
Ethan. Sorry,
Well, what I was saying, Drew, was when I was parking, we'll end this parking. We'll park this topic aside
fucking
in a second.
Lovely stuff.
This has been 5 minutes of Sloppy Joe's chaos.
No, he just said we'll park this, and he's rounded it out quite nicely. Go on.
But to quickly say, I got a note on my car the other day, and I only noticed this note from the parking place maybe 2 weeks later because it was jammed in the side of my door and it was soggy. So I dried it up on the thing, and basically it said a note saying your ticket is not valid for this parking space, please take note of this. And I like to think probably because of my P plate, they took a little bit of empathy and thought he's a bit of an idiot, maybe we'll let him off. So there you go.
It's the equivalent of telling the hotel staff that it's your anniversary.
Yeah, they're letting
and getting
you
them to get
it.
Some rose petals on the bed.
Yeah, lovely. Mm. Or make a little swan out of a towel.
Yeah, that sort of thing. How are
it's
you?
It's just a lovely touch. Good, I've got two big stories to tell her.
Go on then, start with
sort of,
we might have something to say as well, so you have one and then we'll take it in turns.
The Manchester-based stories. A street near us is going to become, and you've probably seen this,
I haven't seen anything.
The catwalk for Chanel's brand new clothing range.
Dum 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 dum.
Take it over Tip Street. In Northern Quarter. It's going to be great.
Too sexy for my day.
Chanel.
I'm so sexy.
Chanel. It is French, isn't it, Chanel?
Gotta be.
Well, they've taken over a variety of different places.
Good look. Taking over your voice box by the sound of things.
Does New York ring a bell?
Sorry?
They've taken over New York before.
The city.
Milan.
We've heard of these.
And now Manchester.
Oh, they're all sort of a theme, aren't they? New York. Wow, the city that never slept. They should have done Benidorm, because that's the New York of Spain, famously.
Oh, Sticky Vicky died today.
I heard that. How old?
80. Good life.
How old was she in Benidorm years?
But it's like times 7, isn't it? It's like 400 or something.
Because you age so much faster when you get to Benidorm, don't you? Because it's all inclusive. It's mad that she lasted till 80.
It went a long way, her talents.
Mm. Halfway across the room, half the time.
What do you think it looked like at the end?
Well, by the end it was a beach ball, wasn't it? The ping pong ball had been dispensed with. It was like the National Lottery machine flying around in there. But for those who don't know, she was a legend of Benidorm, wasn't she?
Sticky Vicky was a legend of Benidorm.
Google it if you don't know, but most people will.
Don't Google
but
too
didn't
much, though.
Didn't her daughter sort of pick up the mantle a few years ago?
Yeah.
So the legacy will go on.
Sticky Vicky's incredible legacy of doing stuff in the area of the downstairs region.
Yeah, you can tell she's 80 because it's very much a 70s and 80s, maybe 90s style show, isn't it? It's the sort of thing that doesn't. You don't. There's no new startups for that.
I don't think there is anyone new. You know what I saw once? Put a light bulb up in there and it turned on.
No,
it did.
How do you think that works then? What do you think? Some sort of inner circuitry that she sort of hides away.
She's also a bit of a master at it. Ethan, have you seen Sticky?
No, but you can't just say she's a bit of a master at it. Like, no, I know you.
I don't ask. Like,
no, I know
how Yoda gets his powers. He just is.
He's a fiction, isn't he? You can't just turn a light on because you're a master of it. That's like, you know what I mean? There has to be some sort of wires going on, a battery.
Sometimes I just like to just go with it.
That's fine. Yeah, you know what? I need to do that a bit more in my life, actually.
She turns a light
on. I always want to go, how? Why did it happen?
She picked up a phone call once.
Really?
I saw her.
Bloody hell.
Because we were on FaceTime. Ethan, have you ever seen her?
No, and I never will.
And I said that. Rest in peace, though. Legend of the entertainment game.
Chanel are bringing their catwalk to Manchester.
Mm.
If they came to you and said, listen, eyes of the world are on us now. Geezer in the back, he's had a fall. We need someone who looks like him, and he looked like you, Joe. But the cash is
picking my nose there. Yeah, I look like David Gandy.
Would you do it?
Would I do what?
Walk on the catwalk, a photo that might be seen by millions of people. Chanel.
Because we're going to get that thing where it's like, I'm going to go viral for the dad bod, aren't I?
Are you topless in this?
No, but like, it's never loose fit, is it? I've never modelled. I'm not particularly attractive. I haven't really got any of the credentials for this, right?
No.
So I'm going to go viral for all the wrong reasons. Then what you're going to get is maybe a few publications going, actually, isn't it good that Chanel gave this fucking loser a chance? So that's the best I'm going to get. But you know what? I'd do it. It'd be a great laugh. Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Let's say they said to you, like, one of the baubles has fallen off the tree or whatever. We need someone who looks just like that. And they got, yeah, whatever.
One of the fucking baubles has fallen off the tree.
Well, it's a Christmas theme, isn't it?
Is it? No, it's just their standard catwalk in their bed.
Oh, right, okay. Ethan, what if they said to you, like, back again, you know, one of Santa's little elves has fallen ill.
That was obvious.
Or we need
it?
Some Rudolph reindeer shit.
That's nice, that. That's really good. You should announce for it. You should do the commentary.
Would you say, yeah?
What if I got to be reindeer shit at the event?
I mean... No, what about being an elf?
Your job is reindeer shit. No, let's say genuinely, they came to you and said, we want you to walk, we've got this outfit, you're just part of the normal catwalk, would you do it?
Well, it's an opportunity, you can't really say no, can you?
Would you do it, Joe?
Yeah.
But you know you're going to be like, or any of us, because we don't look like models, we're going to be all over social media and we're going to get loads of, like, shit, not just for looking bad, but then, like, Chanel are a disgrace for putting this, like, it's going to be awful.
Do you not think they'll look at us and think, you know, we're so much unlike a model that we are? Do you know what I mean by that? Do you know, like, you can go so far extreme that we don't look like models that eventually... I would look like a model.
You meet back around the other side.
Do you not think that, Ethan? Like, well, I think Ethan could go down that route where he doesn't look like a model, but eventually he would get there.
They do diversify now, these events, where to seem more appealing, I mean, to seem more 2023, they actually do get some people who aren't obviously objectively are that attractive. We can all see it. So
really?
there's a space at the market
that tends to only be with the women, doesn't it? I haven't seen a plus size bloke on any of these. Have you?
No.
You see, plus size is quite bigger than female modelling world. Fine. Good,
yeah.
Great. I don't know the plus size male models. We're yet to see that, are we? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not. But the thing is, the plus size females of the world do want to push for that.
Yeah.
I think the bigger lads in here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we've already got Giacomo.
Yeah.
So what do we need?
No, I think that's defunct now.
You're joking.
You ever tell you that time where I went to Primark looking for a suit and the guy generally came up to me and he was with me for about 10 minutes working for Primark and he got a bit frustrated at one point because I couldn't make my mind up and he went, and this is, I swear on my life, he went, do you know they've just opened a Giacomo in the Arndale?
Oh.
This geezer worked for fucking Primark.
It's so bad because he's willing to reject the custom.
Yeah.
In favour of just absolutely Giacomoing the tits off of you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been Giacomoed, Ethan?
Oh, no, I'm not like
Have you ever been Clark's Gap Kids?
No, I'm more of a...
baby Gap.
My mum always buys me a Hollister. And I used to rebel against it for years.
Yeah.
Because my mates used to take the piss out of me for just owning it. But as you can see now, I've just stuck with the same clothes.
Yeah.
Looking
you
good.
You mean you look good, so what do you need to change?
What do you need to change? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying to him, he looks good, so what does he need to change?
Nothing, Ethan.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story now?
Okay, yeah. And can I save this one for later?
Yeah, of course. I've got a... Do you know, I've realised it's almost a feature at this point, isn't it? Joe's new, life fitness thing.
Oh.
I've got a new one for you. So, if anyone has been watching, you'll know that every sort of few months, I like to, like, try to add in a new... different fitness
thing to
get me healthier, to get me better, to get me more focused. It's been Operation DSD for the last 10 days.
DSD, right, Ethan, game. What does DSD stand for?
Oh, DSD. D stands for... it stands for... It's going to be something direct,
nope.
I think.
Would it not be diet? I think diet.
Okay. Oh, should be, yeah.
It's not bad.
Dramatic.
Ooh.
Give us the next letter.
Dirty.
Space. Space?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What do you mean, what? That's what the next letter is.
It's D, space. Yeah.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Mm.
Dirty sexual daddy.
Oh,
God.
No.
Sorry.
DSD, Operation Deep Space Darkness.
What?
Yeah.
Deep Space Darkness. And this is to do with a health regime.
This is to do with health, right? In the past, when you go to sleep, presumably, the telly's on, the you know, what else is on in the room when you go to sleep? The air fryer's on. Whatever.
I can't sleep without the white noise of the air fryer just cooking some chicken nuggets in the background, you cheeky fucker.
He's like when Rooney with the Hoover.
Yeah, yeah. My alarm clock is just the ding at the end.
Yeah, when you go to bed, you go and set it for 8 hours and then you wake up. Whatever. You've got like the, and maybe an extension lead with the orange light. You've got your curtains, whatever. I've realised and decided for me to sleep better, it's all about sleep these days anyway, the ultimate pitch black, deep space darkness, do you know, just like the, not even like, oh, there's no, the absence of light.
Yeah, okay, it's completely gone.
So what? Here's the routine now, okay? We shut in the back bedroom door because you used to be able to get light from the neighbours out of the back.
Where are you shutting the, what do you mean? Was it just left open?
Yeah, just the back room.
Nice.
We're shutting the downstairs, the front room door. We're shutting the middle room door. No natural light getting in up the stairs. We've got blinds. We've got blackout curtains.
Bloody hell.
They're shut. I'm also pinning the blackout curtains against the wall with a pillow. I'm hooking them over the radiator so they're stuck to the wall so there's no cracks. Okay? I'm putting a pair of boxer shorts over the orange idle light.
Yeah, yeah,
on
you
my,
need to. You need to.
On my extension lead.
Yeah.
Phones, they go upturned on the sideboard now because we don't want any light if anyone texts us.
Really?
Yeah. The other night I was tossing the tin. What the fuck are these things? Went out in the hallway, not even in the bedroom, in the hallway, the ambient blue light of a Febreze plug-in air freshener. That gets unplugged now before bed. It's so dark in that room. Sometimes I don't know if I'm scratching my legs or if I'm scratching Liz's in the middle of the night. That's how dark
so
it is.
So you start touching someone else's knob, I'd be scared.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know whose knob I'm touching. It's unbelievably dark. Don't know if it's fixed anything, but I'll tell you what I will say.
So this is something that you've seen on TikTok or something?
I sort of heard about it, but not really. And I've
Deep
tried to
space
Google
darkness.
Deep space darkness I came up with. But what I've been doing is, right, since I did it, I've got my thing here, and it shows you your sleep scores. My sleep scores have gone through the roof. So that a few weeks ago, I was averaging my bedroom roof, which is annoying because now there's a hole in it and the moonlight gets in. I was averaging, because it tells you your light sleep, your REM sleep, your deep sleep, and how long you're awake throughout the night.
Yeah.
I was averaging about 1 hour 18 awake per night. Okay, 1 hour 20. Since we've gone Operation Deep Space Darkness, we're averaging around 40 minutes awake per night. So I'm sleeping an extra 40 minutes.
That's great.
Every night.
And
but you don't even realise because you wake up and then there's a light on the wall and I'll wake up and go for a wee. I've woke up three times. I'm so full
So even when it's...
Joe, I am so full of piss when I wake up in the morning, mate.
Even when it's daylight outside.
I am a big piss boy in the morning.
When it's daylight outside, you can't see anything.
Can't see shit. Obviously, there's a tiny bit of spillage and I'll be honest, I wake up and I'm looking at the gap at the top of the pelmet. And I'm fuming with it. I might get some expanding foam across the top of the curtain.
Your pelmet?
Yeah. But
what's your pelmet?
The curtain rail bit. The curtain.
Jesus, you're going to go that far?
I want to fill that up with expanding foam so there's no light getting in. But honestly, we're sleeping better. I'm tripping over all the time when I wake up. I'm tripping over everything.
Yeah.
It's awful. I'm sleeping like I've never slept before and I'm so full of piss when I wake up.
One day, stop saying you're so full of piss.
I'm so full of piss.
One day when you're a father, do you think you'll still do this?
Can't, but I'm making the most of it while I still can.
Enjoy
so you should try it.
Enjoy deep space darkness.
Yeah, thank you.
Nah, because we've got a dog and you can't, that's a variable you can't control.
Put an eye mask on the dog.
Well, that's true, yeah.
How are you, Ethan?
Oh, well, actually, speaking about things like
night terrors,
improvement or self improvement things, I decided to get an app just today, this morning,
like
called Headway.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
Christ.
Is it a tutorials for sort of
No, it's not that. It's more so apparently it condenses books down into audio packages. And you could listen to them and you could listen to numerous books.
Books.
And I can't remember the last time I read a book. It must have been at least a decade ago.
Yeah.
So now it condenses books down into audio form. And you can listen to them. However, when I was buying the app today,
yeah,
I mistakenly clicked continue on something, which led to then taking a further £20 out of my bank account.
Yeah.
What have you bought?
Well, it was just some like visualization, but I didn't mean to pitch. Yeah, so, yeah. So I lost my head, so then I clobbered myself. So actually the whole headway apps made me worse mentally.
All it's made you do is spend 40 quid and punch yourself in the face.
You didn't punch yourself again,
I did.
You?
It's a thing I do when I make a mistake. Like, I just clobber myself.
So what books, how long does it condense a book to? Because I listen to audiobooks occasionally.
Bollocks.
And it's... What? I've listened to audiobooks.
But yeah, sure have I.
Yeah, all right. So what's the bollocks then?
I know, because you like, you say like, when's the last time you did it?
A few months ago.
Yeah, but it was
I listened to Anthony Bourdain.
You had weeks on your tongue
then. Anthony Bourdain's book. So how long is it condensing? They're usually, what, between 8 and sort of 14 hours for a book?
Well, what it says is I've subscribed to the 15 minutes a day.
Right. Exercise. So you're going to get a book in 15 minutes.
But it says basically if I do that, I'll get to read like 47 books a month.
How do you think they'll condense the
Bible? Wait. 15 minutes a day and you get to read 47 books in a month. So you're saying you get through 1.5 books a day in 15 minutes? Well, do you think you might lose some of the poeticism, if that's even a word? The artistry, the excitement of a great Chaucer or a fucking whatever, by listening to it in 10 minutes.
How do you think they'll condense the Bible in 10 minutes?
Testament, the Moses just had an absolute fucking hell of a life. Jesus was born, mirror, mirror on the wall, poems, dead.
And people will never know that was the second take of that joke.
Yeah, the first one was.
Right, should we do the 1 out of 10 club?
Yes, please.
Oh, I've seen it and I'm stunned.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go straight out with it. The worst chocolate bar on the market, the Mars bar. And it's somehow become this like, the national chocolate bar when Ripper's they sponsored England and all that. It is, for anyone that had it, everyone's had it, it's caramel, it's sort of nougat, and it's chocolate. It's so sticky, so heavy. It's like an emergency food. It's not anything you can enjoy. And it's just so disappointing. Hurt and I do feel teeth. As though, over the last sort of 20 years, the popularity of the Mars bar has quite rightfully gone down. But it's just so sticky.
What, it hurts your teeth?
Oh yeah, it hurts your teeth, the Mars bar, I feel. It always, you get that like, not like, do you know, a brain freeze sensation on the teeth, but almost you've been hit with something too sweet and it just wellers you in one.
You're going to feed Ethan?
Well, and you...
How was it, Ethan?
Oh. Just getting stuck to my teeth straight away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But again, the 1 out of 10 club is big disappointments.
I'm still fuming.
It's so shit.
About sweet potato fries.
Well, get over it.
And now you bring the Mars bar.
Shite. It is shite.
Isn't it shite?
But it's not 1 out of 10, it surely. Is. The precedent we're leaving for the 1 out of 10 club is stunning me.
It's massive disappointments.
Is it?
It's not
awful. It's like choking. It's not fucking awful. Poison,
it's so
is it?
Boring.
If you bought it, you put me right. 1 out of 10 club. Where does the Bounty then fit?
Bounty's a 9 out of 10. Bounty's one of the best chocolate bars on the market.
You're going to be on this guy's side, Ethan.
Well, I disagree.
You're on the
that.
Right side of history.
The Bounty's
that's what
fantastic.
I'd say.
The Red Bounty, which was recently discontinued, which was sad for two reasons. Because one, I lost my favourite chocolate bar. And two, I found out it was also Piers Morgan's favourite chocolate bar. The fewer things I have in common with him, the better. But that's gone now, so we've just got the blue one left, I guess. Go on, Ethan Mars bar.
Yeah, shite. I do remember the days Peter Crouch used to do the adverts.
That's what I mean. They tried making it all England team and that.
Yeah, but can we all just... The elephant in the room here?
You.
Ethan
that's
James.
So, that's
I,
so
I heard
upsetting
that.
That.
He said that.
Yeah. Is that... It's not 1 out of 10. Like, you would eat them.
So if you look across the whole chocolate bar spectrum, you go into like a newsagent where you tend to find maybe like a car garage.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like 40 different chocolate bars.
Yeah.
The Mars bar is the shittest one there. Except maybe the fries chocolate cream.
Yeah,
fries peppermint
awful.
Cream is great.
Awful.
But just the chocolate cream. Rubbish.
And then the Bounty's awful. And then the Picnic
awful.
Is shit.
Bounty isn't awful. Picnic is fantastic.
No, it's not.
Oh, Picnic's class.
Yes.
You Picnic, but you need to give your head a wobble.
Right. Don't worry about the Picnic. It is the worst chocolate bar on the market, except the fries chocolate cream, which no one even
eats.
Is
it better
anyway.
Than a Snickers?
The Snickers is elite.
A Snickers is just that with some peanuts in.
It's all right.
Oh.
What?
Is just a single slice of bread by itself elite? Just plain, no butter, no. Is it? No.
Different.
Right.
It's different. Oh, it's different.
Yeah. But you put some chips in it and a bit of salt and vinegar, all of a sudden it's amazing. Yeah, you add stuff to stuff, it gets better, Joe. The Snickers, we're not talking about that. The Mars bar.
Mars is 5 out of 10.
Ethan James?
One.
Yeah! No.
It is!
It fuck you! Lost all respect.
Happy Friday, everyone. Fuck you, Mars.
I think we need to do another review at some point, but I'm quite settled with that decision, I feel.
Thank you very
Mars
much,
Mars Bar is not 1 out of 10.
It's so disappointing.
You've let yourself down there,
so
boys.
Disappointing.
And actually, if I ever see you fuckers eat sweet potato fries and a Mars Bar, I'm done.
Sweet potato fries and a Mars Bar, what a meal that is. That's a fantastic meal. That's the sort of meal you see a businessman on a train eating, isn't it? Sweet potato fries, Mars Bar, and 3 small bottles of wine. Oof, that'll get you from Bristol to Ipswich, that will. Fuck me. Go on, boy.
Who's going from Bristol to Ipswich?
This fictional business, boy, yeah.
Right then, we're going. Make sure you join us for Sloppy Joe's live DJ set, Friday the 8th of December. Please get involved. Tickets in the description below. We're very excited. Tom from the Lottery Winners is still doing it because he was had to cancel his main tour, but he's still doing us because he loves us. Clint Boone's there. We're there. We're going to have a great time. See you there. Bye for now.
See ya.